It's short after 8 a.m. on a cold and rainy Wednesday. Viggo lies in bed. The home care worker, Rikke, pays her daily morning visit. She brings a tub with lukewarm water from the bathroom and raises the elevation bed.
Up we goes.
Yes. Om lidt så åbenbarer vi for alle herlighederne, unge dame.
In a moment, young lady, you will see me in all my morning glory, Viggo says.
Can you take this off?
Yeah, we take off.
Rikke takes off Viggo's pajamas.
Oh.
Whoa.
With disposable cloth, she washes his body.
Men hvad så med fredag der?
What about Friday then?
Har du besøgt noget der? Familie eller noget?
Did the family come to visit? Rikke asks.
Ja, det havde jeg.
Yes.
Ja.
Min søn.
My son.
Ja. Bare vent dig imod.
Ja.
Viggo turns towards the wall.
Du snakker bare, kom lige med. Jeg skal lige have
carry on talking.
Ja, ja.
Din søn.
Your son.
Ja, ja. Han havde fest og lavsboller med.
Yes. He brought cream buns. Viggo
says. Aha, skulle du sat med sige blodsukker, man.
You should have seen the blood sugar rising. Bloody hell.
Oj, for helvede.
Var den helt op over 20 der, eller hvad?
Ja, det var den.
Did it get past 20? Yes, it did.
Sådan er det.
Way to go, Rikke says. Viggo has suffered from diabetes for years.
Nå, kan jeg sgu ikke få væk. Den skønhedsplet.
Can't get rid of that. It's a beauty spot, Rikke says. She reaches for the deodorant. Now you're gonna get a good squirt of some weed killer, as you call it. Yes. Rikke finds a couple of underpants in the closet. Those with the dots. Viggo is getting dressed in loose trousers, a green polo shirt, and one sock.
So, turn around.
His left leg was amputated some years ago.
Yeah. Come down.
There we go. Then I need my shoe, Viggo says.
Sådan.
Så
prøver vi.
There you go.
Så har du været i det gyldne tårn.
Now you've had a ride in the Golden Tower. Rikke refers to an amusement ride in Tivoli.
Så. Så ruller du, så laver jeg lige græsset
her. Ja.
Off you go, while I finish off here.
Skal vi begynde for kaffe?
Then we'll have a cup of coffee.
En masse så tid, kan jeg se.
They are ahead of schedule, so there's plenty of time.
Fint, man.
Så,
tak for stof. Hvad
så, søde? So what, darling?
Har du det rigtig godt efter fridagen i går?
Feeling good after your day off yesterday? Viggo asks.
Ja.
Indeed.
Ja.
Feel great. Got loads done at home.
Så jeg har fået støvsuget og vasket gulv.
They sit by the dining table and chit-chat while drinking their coffees.
Ja. Det skal jo gøres.
Så nu kommer vi... En dame mere.
A nurse drops by. Hello.
Fortsæt ind.
Det var godt, du kom.
Nice to see you. The nurse monitors Viggo's blood sugar and helps him take his insulin injections.
Jeg sidder klar til at modtage oktantallet.
23. Jo, 23 sgu.
Bloody hell.
0,3. Værsgo her.
Det er også tid for mig til at rejse min popo.
Time to get off my bum, Rikke says.
Jamen, det må du så gøre.
Okay, if you have to.
See
you tomorrow.
Ha' nu rigtig godt, ikke?
Yes, look after yourself, okay? Viggo pours his morning medicine dose into a cup. 13 pills. He swallows them in one go.
Sådan tom.
The nurse leaves.
Hej.
And Viggo continues his morning routine. Viggo prepares his breakfast. 2 open rye bread sandwiches with margarine and pieces of spiced meat roll. As usual, he turns on the radio while he eats. Every half an hour, the music is replaced by the news.
Flyselskabet SAS har indtil nu tabt 140 millioner kroner på grund af coronavirus.
Today, they bring a story about how the coronavirus is approaching Denmark. It's the 26th of February 2020. About 3 weeks later, Viggo is hospitalized. His family is asked to come. Early in the morning, on the 23rd of March, Viggo quietly passes away. Viggo became one of the first Danes who died from COVID-19.